changes are coming to the Byward Market. Renovations to the main building, pedestrian-friendly spaces, public washrooms that people can access 24/7, and also money to study the feasibility of increasing the number of creating more after-hours daycare spots. City Councillor Stephanie Plante has been calling for nighttime childcare for some time now. Here's what she told us last year.
It's been sort of my goal to try to get a daycare or a childcare center that reflects the realities of the people who call the downtown home where they work downtown.
Stephanie Plante, City Councillor for Rideau-Vanier, joins me now on the line. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. When you first brought this up, I've surprised some people. What changed since the last time we spoke to you?
Well, we're now in the sort of design and feasibility stage of it. It was just kind of an idea and an op-ed I had done back in 2024, and it's something I had been thinking about for quite some time. People heard loud and clear that the people in the Byward people who work in the Byward and who call the Byward home don't necessarily work 9 to 5. And I think that's a result of two things. So obviously the economy of the Byward Market is a lot of bars, hotels, and that's got its own hours. And then obviously a lot of the people who call the Byward home, you know, they may live in community housing. I have 2,000 Ottawa community housing units in the area. And a lot of them, you know, they drive for Amazon or they are PSWs. And those people deserve childcare that responds to their needs. So I'm very happy that this is something we're getting off the ground, and hopefully, I mean, I don't want to place any timelines here, but something bricks and mortar within hopefully the next couple years.
So how many spots would you be hoping for?
So that is a good question. So we kind of have a bit of a push here because we have 54 spots currently at the Global Affairs Building on Sussex at the Pinocchio Daycare. Now, the Pinocchio Daycare has to move. It can't be in that building anymore, but it's not going to be for a while. They don't have to leave, I believe, until like 2028. So I'm hoping with the move of the Pinocchio Daycare, we can re-transform that into something into the Lower Town or Byward area that, again, is held longer hours. And I can confirm that the Breer Hospital has expressed interest in joining up, perhaps even providing space or providing some logistical help, because as you know, they have a lot of nurses and doctors at that hospital.
So is the idea for nighttime childcare, the idea that an existing childcare facility would just have a night shift, like that you'd be bringing in more workers, or are we talking about new facilities?
So good question. We met with a place called the Children's Place. They do offer childcare on Carling for the hospital workers there. And they have three shifts. So they have like kind of a morning shift, they have an afternoon shift, and then they have an evening overnight shift. So I will be consulting with some experts who deal with this kind of issue, because obviously we want a daycare that has extended hours, but we don't want it to be too disruptive to children. You know, I don't want to be waking them up at 3 a.m. to take them to a daycare. Right. It might be a little, that might not be realistic. So I will be consulting with some of the experts in this space to see how we can best do it. And we want to also think about the ECEs, the early childhood educators. You know, they need to be unionized and have benefits and get, shift premiums if they are working hours that are different than just the 9 to 5. So, you know, there's a lot to consider here. The city has never done anything like this. It does exist, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that the city of Ottawa didn't kind of have this on their radar, because most daycares do cater to the 9 to 5 crowd.
What inspired your own desire to see this happen?
So I went to a daycare growing up. I grew up in the Windsor area, and they're quite common because there's so many factories in the Windsor area that a lot of people go to these extended hours daycares. I was quite surprised when I moved to Ottawa to see that they weren't as popular. But, you know, the economy has changed since I first moved here. We have a lot more people in the economy of, you know, goods and services than we did before. We have a lot more bars in the Byward Market. We have a lot more entertainment going into the Byward Market. So I think as our economy has sort of shifted, people realize that, you know, just because you drive for Uber or maybe you drive for Amazon, that you also as well deserve city amenities that respond to your needs.
So, I mean, in order for this to happen, what's the next step you'd have to take?
So a building. you know, those kids have to go physically somewhere. And now I have had a couple daycares that I've had to move since my term here at council. And so I'm quite familiar with a lot of the regulations. So we need things like green spaces, commercial kitchen, a napping room. You know, there's all kind of considerations that the ministry requires when you're opening a new daycare. So, you know, we have some spaces in mind that we're looking into. Some of them is affiliated with some of our community centers in the area, seeing if that's possible. But you know, we always have to consider staffing as well. Like, do we have people who are qualified, who speak French? This would be a Francophone daycare because, as you know, a lot of the residents in Lower Town are Francophone. So lots and lots and lots of boxes to check off here. But I would be happy to have you come to our daycare when it's finally open. I think you would make a great daycare worker. I think the kids would love you.
Great.
So, you know.
You got to screen people a little bit better than this, Stephanie. But yes, no. But I mean, I think there's a lot of people, though, who see the value in it and understand it going into this area as well. But I mean, we've spoken in the past with daycare providers in your ward who said they've had to move centers because of drug use in the neighborhood or crime in the neighborhood.
Of course. Yep.
How does that plan account for the risks associated with opening childcare in an area that you do have a high concentration of social services?
Right. So the part of the motions that I passed yesterday at council was for a better distribution of our social services. So as you know, and we've talked about this many times, there's been a redlining of services by previous politicians in the area into Ward 12, a lot of low barrier services. And I can tell you, I recently got a family doctor in Barrhaven and I was driving out there for my first appointment and there were encampments. There were people on the corner who weren't looking very healthy. And so I don't think housing and homelessness is exclusively a downtown issue. I don't think it ever was, but there were people who claimed it was. And I think we need to meet people where they are. And I can tell you right now that having spent a lot of time in the shelter system, in and around our injection sites, there's not very many people actually, and I've never actually met anyone using those services from Lower Town. They're always from somewhere else.
Do you mean that the people who are using the services in the Byward Market are not actually like living in the Byward Market?
Well, no, they're not from there. I'm from Sarnia. I'm from Pembroke. I'm from Carlton Place. I this kind of blows my mind because I think, what is it about it that you can't get services near where you live? Like that's really wild to me. You know, I understand a lot of people relocate to Ottawa. I am one of them, but for basic healthcare services, I'm not quite sure why those can't be provided in other parts of the city and more broadly parts of the province.
So when it comes to the nighttime childcare, your report to council is talking about revitalization not occurring in isolation. I mean, is that one example of what you're talking about there?
Absolutely. I said that, you know, and if you talk to the businesses or if you talk to the tourism, Ottawa Tourism, or if you talk to, you know, even the BMDA, the Byward Market District Authority, they will tell you that, you know, it's great. We can do a lot of spit polish in the market. We can add all these fancy buildings. But if we don't get the security piece as well and the housing piece as well, it's not going to improve. People are still not going to want to come. People are still going to be scared to come. And, you know, we want to make sure that it's a welcoming place for everyone. And that includes kids, that includes families. And we want to make sure that people know that the Byward is a destination in Ottawa. And I reminded my council colleagues in my comments, like the Byward Market, and I'm not trying to be blunt here, but the Byward Market, the taxes from it keep the lights on in community centers all over the city. It is filling potholes all over the city. And the more money we can make from this place, the better the rest of the city will be. And we need to keep that in mind.
Stephanie, thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
That's Stephanie Plante, Ottawa's city councillor for Rideau-Vanier. Thoughts on this all in a day at cbc.ca.